Mark Sanchez under center. Straight eye formation. Santonio Holmes in motion left to right. Sanchez gives to Sean Green in the ISO, and Green is blasted by Marcus Thomas for a gain of maybe a half yard. Thomas gets up, salutes the south end zoners. Third down and five. Two receivers in the slot right, two to the right side. Sanchez drops back. Pressure on him now. Sanchez is going to be hit by Elvis Dumervil, and down he goes. Dumervil and Von Miller getting there a little bit late, but Dumervil was first there. The sack back to the 21-yard line, the original line of scrimmage, and the Jets on their first possession go three and out. This ball will be spotted far hash at the 27, an attempt of 37 yards for the first points of the game. Snap a little bit low. Colquitt got it down. Prater has it up, and it is through and good from 37. That makes it 36 straight for Matt Prater from inside 40 yards. And with 5:08 to go here in the first quarter, the Broncos have taken an early 3-0 lead over the Jets. High end of a ring kick. Cassius Vaughn, 7 yards deep in the end zone, decides to bring it out. Let's see if it pays off. Steps out of a tackle. Vaughn's got some room to run. 15, 20. Vaughn outside the 25, outside the 30. Still on his feet, down the sideline. Here we go. Midfield. Vaughn tripped up and pulled down from behind at the Jets' 40-yard line. A touchdown-saving tackle by former CU Buff Donald Strickland. But I've got that as a 67-yard kickoff return by Cassius Vaughn. It didn't look promising to start with. Joe McKnight back in the game. He's to Sanchez's right in the shotgun. Keller from a tight trips in motion. Snap over the head of Mark Sanchez, who races back to get it. He falls on it back at the 25-yard line.
They tried to snap that ball to Joe McKnight, the halfback who was standing next to Mark Sanchez. It was going to be a direct snap, and the snap came in between Sanchez and McKnight, and neither one of them could get the football. Nick Mangold, the center, just didn't get that ball where he needed to.